So start with the big picture, looking for any plot holes or inconsistencies, and then zoom into each scene, looking for your point of view character's goal, the conflict they face, and the tough decision they're going to have to make in each one of your scenes. Welcome to the Fiction Writing Made Easy podcast. My name is Savannah Gilbo, and I'm here to help you write a story that works. I want to prove to you that writing a novel doesn't have to be overwhelming. So each week, I'll bring you a brand new episode with simple, actionable, and step-by-step strategies that you can implement in your writing right away. So whether you're brand new to writing or more of a seasoned author looking to improve your craft, this podcast is for you. So pick up a pen and let's get started. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to write the first draft of a novel in 90 days. And before you roll your eyes thinking that this sounds like one of those get rich quick or lose 50 pounds in 1 week schemes, I promise you it's not. The way I'm going to tackle this topic today is for anyone who wants to make a career out of fiction writing or anyone who wants to write more than one book per year. So no magic wands or fairy dust included in today's episode, just some strategic ways to tackle a first draft so that you can move through it quickly and efficiently. So first, I'm going to tell you a quick story about a writer I worked with last year who wrote her first draft in 90 days, and then I'm going to walk you through how to use these strategies to write your own first draft in 90 days. So before we dive into the strategies, let me tell you about a writer I worked with last year named Jennifer, who wrote the first draft of a YA fantasy novel in 90 days. When I first met Jennifer, she was super overwhelmed because she had so many good ideas and she didn't know what to do with them all. So she knew she wanted to write a book series, but she didn't know how to filter all of her ideas into one book at a time or how to make everything add up to a cohesive series. The other thing Jennifer was worried about was that she didn't have an MFA and she didn't have a college degree. And because of that, she wasn't sure if she'd be able to do her ideas justice or turn them into something that people would want to read. So we had to unpack this a little bit and work on each separate issue one at a time. First, we had to address her mindset, and I reassured her that plenty of people have written books and gone on to be successful authors without MFAs or college degrees. Then we had to get her in the zone of thinking about one book at a time. So for all you series writers out there, I'm sure you can relate to her sense of overwhelm. It's hard enough to write one book, but knowing you have a series in mind is kind of next level. So like I said, we had to break things down into smaller pieces and tackle things one by one in order to make any kind of progress. And this is something that I highly recommend we all do when starting out a new writing project. It's just too hard to think about and manage everything all at once. So we drilled into doing all kinds of foundational work on book one. We looked at her genre, her characters, her theme, the ideas she had for her plot, and things like that. And then we built a scene-by-scene outline of her story, which we spent about 4 weeks creating and pressure testing. Now, you might be thinking, 4 weeks? Yes, we spent 4 weeks on our outline, and that's a pretty average time frame for someone who's focused and willing to put in the elbow grease to flesh out their outline. You might also wonder what I mean by pressure testing, and I'll get into this a little more later, but basically we went scene by scene to make sure each scene carried its weight in the overall story and that each scene was as well informed as we could make it at that point in time. So that's something important to highlight. She didn't know everything there was to know about her story, but that was not going to stop her from getting started. And then once she had her outline done, she was able to write from it scene by scene all the way until the end. And that took her about 90 days. So at the end of 90 days, the draft she had was not perfect, but it read like an actual story with just a few inconsistencies, one or two character name changes, and a handful of details to flesh out a little bit more. But overall, her draft was in really good shape because through the outlining process, she had already worked through some big plot holes and some big picture issues. She also didn't let herself get sucked into going backwards to write. So she plowed forward all the way until she reached the end without allowing herself to edit as she was writing forward. So that's Jennifer's story, and I'll tell you that Jennifer is not the only writer I've ever worked with who is able to finish a draft in 90 days. There have been quite a few who have made this kind of progress in 90 days. And if you want to make this kind of progress or crank out first drafts in 90 days, let's talk about how to do that now. So here are 3 tips for writing a first draft in 90 days. The very first tip I have for you is to block out time on your calendar. So let's say you plan to write an 80,000 word first draft in 90 days, just like Jennifer did. To do that, you're going to need to write about 6,000 words per week. So how will you do that? Where and when will you write? Do you need to give yourself a daily word count goal to hit, or will you write as much as you can during the week and then catch up to your goal on the weekends? If you need help with this, go back and listen to episode number 34 of this podcast, where I walk you through how to break down something like writing a novel into smaller steps and how to organize everything on your calendar. I will link to that episode in the show notes for easy access. So that's tip number one, block out the time in your calendar. Otherwise, it's not likely that you'll actually have the time and space to write your draft in 90 days, no matter how good your intentions are. The second tip I have for you is to go into this process knowing that your first draft will be messy. So if you're going to write a first draft in 90 days, you won't have time to spend weeks on just one scene. You also won't have time to go back to edit anything that you've already written. Literally, your only job in this 90-day period is to get to the end, no matter how messy your draft is. So you'll want to find a way to keep track of all the notes and ideas that come up as you draft so that you can keep track of things that your editor brain wants to handle, but keep making forward progress so that you get to the end of that draft in 90 days. And speaking of moving quickly, this means that you won't have a lot of time to research stuff either. So instead, try something I call Details TK. And basically, this is putting the letters T and K in your draft instead of all the details of, say, a building or a person's outfit or whatever you need to describe. The letters TK stand for to come, like details to come, but we use K instead of C because T and K don't appear in any word in the English language together. So as an example, you would do something like Mary walks into TK church with TK details. You'd use it as a placeholder now and then come back to fill in the details of that church and what she sees and all that fun stuff on your next draft or even the one after that. This will help you make a ton of progress through your first draft quickly. So that's tip number two, accept that your first draft is going to be messy, but don't let the messiness of the draft stop you. Tip number three is to create a scene-by-scene outline for your entire story before you start writing. And I know some of you don't like to outline, so that's totally fine if you're in that camp, but I will say that every single writer I've worked with who doesn't like outlining usually comes around to the value of outlining after they see how much time and energy an outline can save. And not only that, but there really is a way to make the outlining process feel as fun and creative as writing is. One of the ways to do this is to think about your outline as your draft zero. So the draft before your first draft, but in summary form. And I know this advice won't work for everyone, but maybe give it a try if you're normally not into outlining, but also not exactly happy with the progress you're currently making. And two things here. Once you have a full scene-by-scene outline, I want you to go back through it and pressure test it. So look for plot holes, inconsistencies in logic, pacing that feels too fast or too slow, characters who appear but then go missing in the second half of the book, subplots that appear out of nowhere in Act 3, and things like that. Then I also want you to go and look at each one of your scenes and look for the point of view character's goal, the conflict they face, and the decision that they face in every single one of your scenes. Doing this work upfront will make a huge difference in the quality of your first draft. And this is the exact same process I teach in my Notes to Novel class, and most of the time, no matter how someone felt at the onset of this lesson, most of the time, they're really happy to have gone through this step and to have done this hard work once they're done. It is seriously a game changer if you're open to it. So after that, once you feel good about your outline, it's time to start writing. So this is where the 90-day clock starts ticking. And remember, if you're aiming for 80,000 words in your first draft, this means you'll need to write about 6,000 words per week. But now, if you've fleshed out your outline and pressure tested your outline, it should be so much easier to sit down and write every day. And think about it like this. When you have little pockets of time, like 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, you don't have to spend half of that time thinking about what you need to write. It will all be there on your scene-by-scene roadmap already. So hopefully these three tips help. If you decide to write a first draft in 90 days, you will have to keep me posted and let me know how it goes. Now, let's do a quick recap before I let you go. If you want to write a first draft in 90 days, here are three tips. Tip number one, block out the time and space on your calendar so that you'll have the time and space to get your writing done. So think about things like, what is your total word count? How many words do you need to write per week to hit that goal in 90 days? And then where and when will you write? Tip number two is to accept that your first draft will be messy. You'll need to be consistently making forward progress, not getting lost down research rabbit holes or going back to edit previously written scenes. So use strategies like Details TK to help you make forward progress without having all the details figured out. Tip number three is to create a scene-by-scene outline and then to pressure test that outline before you write. So start with the big picture, looking for any plot holes or inconsistencies, and then zoom into each scene, looking for your point of view character's goal, the conflict they face, and the tough decision they're going to have to make in each one of your scenes. Also, if you want to learn more about my 5-step outlining process, come join me for my free masterclass, The 5 Mistakes Most Fiction Writers Make and What to Do Instead. It's totally free and you can register by going to savannahgilbo.com/masterclass. I'll link to that in the show notes for easy access as well. So that's it for today's show. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and showing your support. If you want to check out any of the links I mentioned in this episode, you can find them over at savannahgilbo.com/podcast. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show because there's going to be another brand new episode coming out next week. If you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review. Your ratings and reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast that's worth listening to. And in turn, that helps this show get in front of more fiction writers just like you. So that's it for today's show. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, happy writing.